Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I imagine about this time Newell is kicked back in one of those comfy chairs with his loud Jazz Fest shirt on, sipping something sweet and getting ready for the Rolling Stones as he celebrates his wife's birthday with her out at the fairground. So I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman on this day before Friday. I like to call it Friday Eve when I'm normally on with you from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. during the early edition of WWL First News. Coming up later in this hour, we'll continue our conversation. This is a dream come true, getting the Stones at Jazz Fest for producer Quint Davis. What would be your dream concert? Keep your texts and calls coming on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. Starting to look a little gloomier out there outside my window here at Poydras and Magazine. We'll talk to WWL TV meteorologist Peyton Malone a little bit later this hour and find out what are the rain chances now, and have the models finally come into agreement for whether or not the storms that are moving through Louisiana out of Texas will dip down far enough south to affect the Stones at Jazz Fest. That's all coming up here in this final hour of the Newell Norman Show for this day. But before we get to all that, Entergy gave us a holler and wanted to let us know what they're doing to make our electrical grid more reliable. Nyka Scott joins us. She's Vice President of Customer Relations at Entergy New Orleans. Hey, Nyka.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm hoping this rain holds off. I was just, my wife's up in central Louisiana and said it's storming up there. So hopefully it doesn't come down here and mess up the Stones at Jazz Fest.
Fingers crossed. Look, I've turned down a Stones ticket to be on the radio with you today.
No, that is not true. I was going to say, if that's true, you made the wrong decision. You could come on tomorrow. What would be your dream concert? This was a dream for Quint Davis. Nyka, do you have a dream concert you've always wished you could see somebody perform?
I do. Unfortunately, he's deceased. I'm really kicking myself that I never got to see Prince perform live.
That's funny, because that was my first ever concert, the Purple Rain concert tour.
Oh, jealous.
And it's still, you know, they say your first is never your best, but for me, it really was. For seeing Prince, and that's my favorite concert of all time. He was just the ultimate showman and put on an amazing, amazing performance. So,
I bet.
I'm not trying to rub it in, but that's just coincidentally my favorite concert ever. So what was the favorite concert you got to see?
Tina Turner.
Ooh, I never got to see Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. All right. So I'm jealous there. So, all right. We're even.
Yeah.
We know that over the last several years, there's been a lot of talk about Entergy increasing reliability of the grid amid concerns about so many different reasons that we were seeing outages, from animals to storms, from limbs to winds. And Entergy announced and has been moving forward with a decisive effort to harden the grid and to make our power delivery more reliable. How is that going?
It's going really well. You're right. We have made a concerted effort to focus on reliability. In 2019, we established kind of an internal working group, and they put together an 8-year plan. So we're, 5 years into our 8-year plan. We've invested about $35 million over those 5 years in about 87 projects. And we saw our liability increase by 24% from 2019 to 2022 and an additional 12% this past year. So we're really excited about that. And we are absolutely heading in the right direction.
How do you measure that? You say 12%, 24%. Put that into realistic terms that customers who are relying on your electricity can understand.
Honestly, it means we've had a significant increase in reliability. So that we are seeing much less outages. And when you do have an outage, it's significantly shorter in duration.
Okay, so fewer outages and less number of hours or minutes of outages when they do occur. And are you continuing to see the same slope of that increase? Are you still seeing more the same progress year over year? Or do we get to a point where you've done a lot of the work and now it's like, okay, we've made so many strides that we're going to see smaller gains going forward?
I think that's the case. I don't have it broken down over year by year. Like I said, we saw a 12% increase last year. I don't have it for this year yet because, obviously we're not finished with this year. And at some point you don't want to get to the point where you're gold plating it, right? So we will kind of back off what we're doing. And in this particular phase, we are really making sure we're hardening our lines. We are installing, smart devices, to make sure that if power goes out somewhere in the city, it can automatically detect where that outage is. And we can then send a truck so the truck doesn't have to ride the line, which, again, significantly decreases the amount of time you're out. So once that plan is wrapped up in 2027, we will then kind of implement what's almost like a phase two or a 5-year plan, where we're really looking more at making using automation as opposed to doing the actual nuts and bolts, making our system as strong as it can be. We'll be switching to automation to make sure we can reconnect things a lot faster.
So historically, if there's an outage, that either you at Entergy detect or a customer calls in, there was a process where you had to go and figure out, okay, power's out here, and you kind of start there and work backwards to figure out where the problem is causing the outage. You're saying with these new smart lines and smart devices throughout the grid, you'll be able to have more real-time information telling your crews exactly where to go and what the problem is.
Absolutely. And not only can they do that, they can what's called isolate the fault. And they'll say, here's the fault. And we know that we can use this other smart device to open a segment of the line that can get customers who technically aren't impacted or shouldn't be impacted on almost immediately. And then we isolate it and fix the area of the customers who are impacted. And in last year, we installed 42 of those types of devices on our system.
So, yeah, it can tell, okay, you can get these people power by routing around the problem because now you actually know where the problem is immediately, whereas in the past they were, as you said, riding the lines, literally driving and looking up, trying to figure out where the problem was. Now the system can detect where the problem is and route around that so that hopefully when you do have outages, fewer customers are impacted by a given outage.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, we keep hearing about hardening the grid, but you said you don't want to get to a point where you're gold plating it. I guess what that means is at some point there's a kind of risk benefit analysis and you determine, is it worth it to spend X number of dollars for whatever percentage of improvement. I know that after Ida, after Katrina, after we have these major disasters that destroy the system, people always ask, well, why not put up metal poles instead of wooden poles that won't snap when we get a hurricane or a tornado? Why not do all of these things to really harden the system? And I guess that's what you meant by you don't want to gold plate it.
Well, that's a little bit different when you're talking about recovery after a hurricane. What these efforts are kind of helping us make sure just kind of the day-to-day system is reliable based upon, you know, taking out the hurricanes, but, you know, the animal issues. You know, we've talked a lot about outages and why outages occur. You know, last year and the year before, we got lots of publicity about, you know, birds, frankly. You have birds that come into our system, they build nests, they spread their wings, and when their wings touch power lines, they cause an outage. So we're talking about those kind of incidents, you know, sometimes rain, lightning, that sort of thing. And then accidents, equipment failure, when a car hits the pole, that's kind of when we talk about reliability. Those are the kind of things we're trying to prevent or have less outages and less durations. When you're talking about pole replacement, that's a bit of a different program because, you know, restoring power after a storm is very different than just making sure we have reliable power day to day. And we do have our Operation Gridiron project that's currently pending before the city council. They've approved three of those projects already. But that project really does focus on pole replacement. You know, a lot of our poles are older. They were originally installed with our system when we inherited it. And we are looking to replace a lot of poles under that separate program that will be wind resistant up to 140 miles an hour, which we're seeing much stronger and much more frequent storms, unfortunately. So, you know, upgrading the poles to that 140 mile per hour threshold is a good thing.
But there's still wooden poles, not metal poles, right?
It's a combination. It's wood, it's composite, it's concrete, it's steel. Just depending on, you know, where in the city you are, they're scattered several different types.
Yeah, preferably something somebody can't take a chainsaw to, right?
Good, that is correct. Yet another reason, another equipment failure. Someone tries to cut a pole down.
You're yeah, right. You know, just when we thought we had heard it all, because we, you know, and you, sometimes you laugh so you don't cry. But, you know, when you had all the problems with, you know, we had raccoons and squirrels and possums and all these different critters causing outages. Then there was the birds. And someone said, man, now all we need is a fish to cause one. And thank God it didn't happen here. But there was somewhere where a bird apparently dropped a fish elsewhere that caused a power outage. We're like, man, even a fish caused a power outage. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, you guys were the butt of a lot of jokes over those critter outages. But you said that's the kind of thing you have been addressing and taking care of. But then you got someone who wants the copper at the top of a pole and goes and takes a chainsaw to it. People joked about it. But, you know, for the people who were the 8,000 or so customers who lost their electricity as a result of that, not very funny, was it?
No, not at all. Look, I mean, they left us the chainsaw because it got stuck in our pole. But you're right. I mean, that's something we really can't do much about. But we have done a lot for our animal mitigation. You know, we put lasers around our substations. We have put decoys, which are kind of creepy if you've ever seen them. You know, the owls, they blinking eyes, tilting heads, and put in pipe in you know, predator noises as well. So we have done those things. And also, you know, we had Mylar balloons and Mylar confetti over Mardi Gras with someone shooting it off a cannon off of a float. And, you know, we message around that before Mardi Gras. The council helps us message around that. But sometimes people, you know, they're having too much fun at Mardi Gras and they get carried away and they shoot some Mylar confetti at our lines, which we'll take a line out, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, and I guess that all factors into, though, when you look at the number of hours you have of outage and the number of days, unfortunately, people doing foolish things factors into that.
Unfortunately.
All right. So 12%, 24%. We're seeing improvements in reliability from 2019 to 2023. I guess you can never have a perfectly hardened grid that doesn't have power outages. But at this point, and I know it's really dramatic when someone does have a power outage, but do you know, and I may be blindsiding you here with this, and I apologize if I am, what the average number of outage hours or days is for a customer around here now?
I don't know what the average is, but I do know that. So in last year, the council set some guidelines for us. You know, they're like, these are the reliability standards you have to meet. And the threshold is 100. A customer cannot have more than 178 minutes of outages during a year. You know, so that's a little bit over 2 hours. And they can't have more than one and a half outages frequency of events. So that's kind
on
of
average.
Standard. So, and we're well below that. I think we certainly haven't been fined. So we haven't met that threshold yet. So that's kind of the minimum threshold that the council requires. So we're below that.
All right. And I guess you don't include hurricanes in those statistics.
No, they are not included. That's correct.
Yeah, because clearly if we get a hurricane, you have more
that
than,
would be problematic.
More than 178 minutes of outages. Nyka Scott with Entergy, anything else you want to share with us before we resume our conversation about Jazz Fest?
Yeah, look, we're having a community meeting in District D on Monday night, talking about reliability, storm preparation, hurricane season's coming, which is why we're talking about reliability. So if anyone has questions of us, want to hear about our reliability plans and successes, please come out to Dillard on Monday night.
Nyka Scott, Entergy Vice President of Customer Relations. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWL.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Have a good Jazz Fest.
Thank you. You too. And glad you didn't really give up a ticket to spend that time with us on the radio. Someone texts us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Birds, squirrels, and crackheads causing power outages. All right. Somebody else says, what a wonderful show. Well, thank you. I hope that was not tongue-in-cheek. Other people are texting us about their dream concerts. This is a dream come true, having the Rolling Stones and getting some satisfaction for Quint Davis. What would be your dream concert? Call me and text me now. Terry is coming up next. He's going to tell us his dream concert, and then we're going to get Mr. Meteorologist Peyton Malone on the line to tell us, are we going to see any rain for the rest of today at Jazz Fest for the Rolling Stones? And what does it look like for tomorrow and the rest of the weekend? That's coming up on The Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen, filling in for Newell on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And let's go live and direct to the WWL newsroom and Ian Ozan, where we have words of shots fired at West Esplanade and Loyola Avenue in Kenner at the Walmart. Ian, what do we know?
That's correct, Dave. Kenner police are on the scene of some sort of incident at the Walmart on Loyola. A witness called us a little while ago saying he heard what he thought was a gunshot in the store while he was checking out.
They just ran us all out, and the place is now surrounded with Kenner cops.
Kenner Police Chief Keith Conley says he can't confirm what exactly is going on, but he's on the way to the store right now to find out.
Yeah, we have units on the scene. We're clearing the store. We haven't verified it yet. As I said, we're still deploying units and seeing as soon as we get more information, I'll let you know.
Again, working reports of shots fired at the Walmart on Loyola and Esplanade in Kenner. Best bet right now is to stay away from the area. The store has been evacuated. That witness who called us, Dave, said people were outside. They look concerned, and right now just trying to figure out what exactly is going on there.
Thank you, Ian. And we'll continue to keep you updated on the air and on the web at WWL.com and here on WWL 870 AM, 105.3 FM, and always on the Odyssey app. If you are at or were at Walmart when this situation began to unfold, please call us or text us now at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line as Kenner cops are surrounding the Walmart on Loyola at West Esplanade. And we heard one witness who called our newsroom to tell us heard at least one what sounded like a gunshot inside of the Walmart there a short time ago. We'll continue to follow this for you here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. In the meantime, we'll get back to our conversation about Jazz Fest, a dream come true for Quint Davis, and getting the Rolling Stones to play at Jazz Fest. What would be a dream concert for you? Terry, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Yeah, David, all the ones I would be, they're all passed away now, but I would have loved to have been able to see the Rat Pack.
Dean Martin. You're way back.
I'm going way back. I mean, because they had I would have loved to have been able to see that because they had to put on a show. Marilyn Monroe, Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford, Dino, Sammy, and Frank Sinatra. Now, that would be a dream concert. I mean, I know it's not can't happen because they're all bad.
Right. No, I hear you. But no, hey, I asked the question and you answered, Terry. What was the best concert you ever saw?
The best concert I ever saw was in City Park Stadium. It was country. No, it wasn't country. It was rock and country rock and roll. They had Leonard Skinner, Charlie Daniels, ZZ Top, Wet Willie.
So Southern rock, essentially, like yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. Terry, appreciate your calling and sharing that with us. Keep the calls coming at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line as we say good afternoon. Rare that I get to say that to Mr. Meteorologist Peyton Malone here on WWL.
Dave, we should be napping right now.
We, I think we did this about 7 hours ago. So,
yeah.
Well, we'll do it again for folks who couldn't join us then and for folks who want the very latest. You've been watching the models. You've been watching the radar. I talked to my wife, who was in central Louisiana this morning, and said it was storming something fierce up there on I-49. And my daughter in Baton Rouge told me it was raining there a little while ago. So far, I still got sunshine outside my window here in downtown New Orleans.
Yeah, we're doing good still, and I think a big part of our afternoon still looking dry. I was just checking in on the radars and our latest models, and a lot of models still have this weakening before it gets here. I still think there may be a few showers this evening, but I still don't think it's going to be anything that's tremendously heavy, no major thunderstorms, so trending okay still.
All right. So you told me this morning you hoped that this system would weaken before it got here. I said, well, are you hoping or are you forecasting? And you said, well, you're kind of on the line there because the models really weren't in agreement. Do we have some good data now that shows that we probably will escape most of this, at least here in southeast Louisiana?
Yeah, most are showing it not being a washout. So the hoping has become, I guess, reality, we'll call it.
You wished it into existence.
Yeah, you got it.
But if for folks who are going out to Jazz Fest or who just want to get home from work and everything else, we still could see some rain?
Yeah, I still think we'll see a couple showers work in. It's a big batch of rain extending all the way from Baton Rouge into Texas still. So some of that will likely make it here, just not the big bad stuff.
All right. So folks who are going to see the Stones or doing anything else this evening, do not be surprised if there is a few showers here and there, but you don't think it's anything severe or that's going to be long lasting?
Yeah, no, it's not going to be anything like, tornadic or strong winds. There may be a clap of thunder, but it seems kind of unlikely now.
All right. Well, that is good news. Tomorrow, though, you had the rain chance at 50% when we talked earlier this morning. You sticking with that?
Yeah, I still think we're going to have some scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow, late morning and through the afternoon.
All right, so pretty much through all of Jazz Fest tomorrow, there's a 50-50 shot at seeing some rain.
You got it. Yeah, and it'll probably be, a little downpour, get a break, maybe another downpour, those types of things.
Well, what's Jazz Fest without a little mud, right?
You got that, yeah.
I don't think this is my 27th Jazz Fest, and I don't think I remember one where there wasn't at least some rain and some mud. It's kind of part of the tradition. But then Saturday and Sunday look fantastic. Maybe hot, but no rain.
Yeah. relatively fantastic, right? Yeah, no big rain this weekend, just an isolated shower possible, 10%. And temperatures upper 80s, so it'll be a little hot and steamy this weekend.
Those winds going to be off of the Gulf, bringing the muggies in?
Oh, yeah, they'll be southeast all the way through the weekend here. I don't think they're going to be that strong. It won't be like last weekend where they were blowing 40 miles an hour, and it kind of felt good. Not that this weekend.
Ian Hoke, who is on with Scoot after this program, went out last Saturday to Jazz Fest, and he sent us a report because he was just struck by watching all the hats. He saw dozens of hats flying through the air. It was like the winds just kept knocking people's hats off their heads. So
yeah.
Everywhere you went at Jazz Fest, there was hats flying around because they were flying off of people's heads in the wind.
Yeah, I guess we need to do the flying hat alert.
Yeah.
Skirt alert, flying hat alert for the men.
For those who listen at 5 a.m. to us regularly, you know that when it gets windy, we issue a skirt alert. And no, I never thought about issuing a flying hat alert. All right, I've been asking everybody else who's come on today, so I've got to ask you. This is a dream come true, getting the Rolling Stones at Jazz Fest for Quint Davis, the producer of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Do you have a dream concert you would love to see?
Honestly, you know, Stevie, the one a couple years ago that she did, I thought it was just something. And maybe it was just because it was Jazz Fest and Stevie Nicks. But, oh, my God, that was incredible. So I checked that one off the box. I guess any big star, honestly, any A-lister that comes to Jazz Fest, I think, is a treat.
Yeah, there's something neat about seeing it in that environment. It's a different way to see a musician because they don't have all the lights and all the effects and all of the everything that you expect at an arena concert. So you get to
see. It's so unique and special just to New Orleans, and you're not going to get it anywhere else. Honestly, any big performance there is spectacular, usually.
Yeah, I've seen the Eagles four or five times, my favorite time was when I saw them at Jazz Fest, just because it was just, we were so into the music itself, and there was just far less to focus on, and I think they're more focused on their musical performance more than their showmanship at a Jazz Fest show as well.
You know who I would love to see at a festival, and any festival, but I guess Jazz Fest, AC/DC, how fun would that be? I love AC/DC.
I have never gotten, that's one of the big rockers I haven't seen.
Uh-huh.
I've seen most
yeah.
of them, but that's one I haven't seen. I am blessed in life that I have gotten to go to many, many concerts. I was actually, my first job in radio, I was 14, and I was on a promotion staff at 16, and so I got free tickets to all kinds of concerts. And now that the statute of limitations is up, I'll admit, I actually made a fake ID. Just because a lot of shows you had to be 18 or 21 to go see. And I had tickets to shows, but I couldn't go. So I actually, and I didn't drink. I wasn't as a teen, I never drank. But I had a fake ID just to go see concerts that I otherwise couldn't get into. So
I think it's fully worth it, getting into concert. And, you know, the price of concerts have gotten so much. That's the hardest part going now. Have they always been that way? Has
no.
it always just been seemed unrealistic to go?
No. When I last time I saw the Rolling Stones was 1989 or 1990. It was the Steel Wheels tour, and a bunch of buddies of mine and I camped out at Sears, which is, you used to have to buy your tickets at Ticketmaster, which was inside of Sears stores. And
oh
so
gosh.
We spent like 18 hours camped out in front of Sears, and each person could buy 8 tickets. And they were actually playing 3 days at Alpine Valley, Wisconsin. And we each went in and bought our 8 tickets. And I want to say they were like $40 a piece. And that was for up close. Those were good seats. And what we did was we kept one, each of us kept one for each show for ourselves, and we sold the rest. So we actually made money by camping out and getting those tickets. I couldn't get free tickets to that show, but I ended up getting them because I camped out and made money off of it. So, now you just have to go online and hope that you get a email back that says you're allowed to buy the tickets.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, can you tell I'm a little frustrated about the whole Taylor Swift thing? I couldn't get any tickets for anybody.
I couldn't either. It made me so mad. I didn't know anyone who got them. And now I can't afford to go because they're selling them. You know, I think New Orleans is one of the most expensive places to go right now.
Last time I looked, even tickets in the 600 level were like $1,200 a piece.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not doing that, right?
For Taylor Swift. And
no.
I get it. She's wildly popular.
Hey, listen, I'm young. I love Taylor. I would love to go see her, but I'm not spending that much money. I mean, come on, I could fly to Europe, you know?
Yeah, well, there shows on Disney Plus or Prime or somewhere right now. So
there you go.
You can go watch the Eras Tour on that. It's not the same as being at a concert, but yeah. Well, and when she comes here, she's going to be playing her new music. So maybe the ticket prices go up even further because she hadn't been playing the new music on tour, and now she will be. She'll be here in October. Well, thank you, Peyton. I know you got to get to bed, so I'll let you go.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Peyton Malone, WWL-TV meteorologist here on the Newell Norman Show on WWL. All right, Joyce wants to tell us her favorite concert of all time. I will let her do that coming up. And we've got a couple of other callers getting on the line. What is your favorite concert of all time? What is your dream concert? What is a concert you wish you could see? My favorite concert of all time is still my first. My first was the best. I know they say that's not usually the case, but Prince on the Purple Rain tour. And like I said, I've seen a lot of concerts. But my dream is still that before I die or they die, and well, I won't say who's more likely to die first, but Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd having a reunion. Neither one's likely to happen, but either one of those would be really, really cool. All right, Joyce and Mr. Z, you're up after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Just heard from another witness to a shooting at Walmart in Kenner at Loyola and West Esplanade. A woman says she heard two shots fired a short time ago in the Walmart. She and everybody else then took off running. It was a mad dash to the exits. Got out safely. Kenner police are now surrounding that Walmart, and we're awaiting further details. We talked to the police chief in Kenner a few minutes ago. He was en route to the scene and did not have any details to share yet. But again, we've now heard from two witnesses who were in the Walmart who heard one or two gunshots. This witness just told us she heard two gunshots inside of the Walmart in Kenner. We're trying to get further information. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. The Rolling Stones, in barely 4 hours, will be taking to the stage at Jazz Fest, a dream come true for Jazz Fest producer Quint Davis. One person texts us on the Oakland Jewelers Talk and Text line, says, if you know Quint, ask him if he can get Billy Joel at the Jazz Fest. Well, Joel was there. I want to say it was back in 2013. But now that he's got new music out, maybe he wants to come back. Joyce, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What would be your dream concert?
Hi, Dave. It would be the Rolling Stones, but I can't get there.
I saw him back on the Steel Wheels tour, and it was amazing. They're really fantastic showmanship. Oh, yes.
But guess what? I did see B.B. King. I've seen Ray Charles when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Let's see. B.J. Thomas. Neil Diamond. I wish he could come back, but I don't think his health is too good.
Yeah, could you imagine? Some of my favorite concert moments of all time are like when I saw Billy Joel, and when he played Piano Man, and when he stops and stands up, and the crowd all sings a cappella to Piano Man. Oh, that's one of my favorite concert memories of all time. Or singing In the Air Tonight with Phil Collins and 45,000 other people.
Oh, God, you know. I never saw him. I'd love to see Tina Turner. I know I can't. I'm just telling you.
But could you imagine seeing Neil Diamond and doing Sweet Caroline and the entire crowd holding hands and swaying back and forth? And so good.
LSU
so good.
Arena.
Really?
Neil Diamond, LSU Arena, but I'd love to see him again because he's so wonderful, you know.
Yeah, Joyce, thank you for calling. Mr. Z, you're on WWL. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing just fine. I appreciate it.
What's your dream concert?
Well, I used to work for Louis Prima.
Oh. What'd you do for Louis? What did you do for Louis?
1963, I was his last manager. I booked his last gig in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And, yeah, I came from the theater background, but one of my clients wrote a musical, a jazz musical about the birth of jazz. A relative of Louis, his nephew, Buddy Prima, who just recently passed away in September of last year. And he wrote this amazing musical that Louis and I were taking around in Vegas to try to get it booked. But that's not why I called. Louis and Keeley were the fifth and sixth members of the Rat Pack. So I met the whole Rat Pack. I met Sammy Davis Jr. at Caesar's Palace. I met Frank Sinatra at Tropicana, which I booked for Louis Prima.
Mr. Z, you sound like a young man.
I'm 81 years old.
Well, all right. You're just a hair older than Mick Jagger then. All right. You sound just as energetic as him.
Well, I'm motivated by this vengeance that I'm marketing an original jazz musical about the birth of jazz in early Storyville by one of the Prima family, and I can't get it off the ground. And I'm just wondering what's wrong with New Orleans, my hometown. I've had to live in Vegas. I've had to live in Denver. I've had to live in Chicago, New York. And now I'm coming back to New Orleans, and I'm hearing about all these wonderful musicians who are calling themselves members of the jazz festival. I don't get it. I guess why I called was I would love to see Louis Prima, Keeley Smith, his wife, his fifth wife, Gia Mione, and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. And I met Dean Martin before I met any of them because my girlfriend was one of the gold diggers. And I'm just telling you, there's a musical out there that ought to be at the jazz festival, leading the jazz festival, because it's about the birth of jazz, and I'll have a master's degree in 2 years and a PhD in theater.
Have you talked to anyone at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation?
Well, I used a double date with Quint Davis and Allison Miner, and I'm kind of miffed that nobody mentions Allison, who actually was managing Professor Longhair at the time. And in 1973, that's when they started the jazz festival, and I was dating Allison's
sister. So you were there at Congo Square for the first one, huh?
I'm telling you. And I'm wondering why they're not sticking to jazz. That's my only comment.
There's still a jazz tent, but the bigger name and other genres have taken precedent. Mr. Z, I hate to cut you short, but we've got to go live to a witness who's on the live line here at WWL. Nancy joins us here on WWL. Nancy, you were in the Walmart when there was an apparent shooting a short time ago in Kenner?
Yes, I was.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I was in the rear of the store, the very back of the store where the dairy and dairy counters are, and I suddenly heard like what I thought was like a loud, like someone dropped something, but like several things like fell out of it because it made several noises. And when I stopped and listened, the man who was a few feet away from me said, "What was that?" And before I could answer him, this woman came running through the doors, looked like it was like maybe the employee section in the back or something, and yelling and screaming, they're shooting. And of course, then we all just turned and like froze for a moment because we didn't know where it was coming from. Apparently, everybody else was starting to hear and run, and so they were all heading towards the front. All I did was run to the front of the store, hoping I could get there, because I didn't know even where the shooters were. And so someone must have called 911 immediately, because as I'm going through, all the employees are heading towards the front of the store. The people are crouching down, you know, in between aisles, because no one knew what was going. And then here comes the I don't know if it's SWAT team or whatever, but the police officers with the guns drawn, the rifles drawn and everything, running through the store. And I just kept running. I didn't even stop, because I thought I've got to try and get out of this store. And so was everyone else, of course. And it was frightening, because you didn't know, well, where are the shooters? Are they outside as well? You know, you didn't know. So I just ran and kept running through the parking lot, and people were saying, what's going on? And I wouldn't even answer. I just kept running until I got to my car. And then I called my daughter. I had tried to call her several times, and it was going to voicemail. And so anyhow, that's what happened.
Was she in the store also?
Oh, no, she wasn't.
Oh, okay.
She was
good,
home.
Good. Nancy, so you said you heard those loud noises. How many noises or gunshots do you think you heard?
It was really quick. It was like, I didn't even know it was gunshots at first. I didn't know what it was, but it was like maybe four or five, like it sounded like an initial shot, I guess, and then like maybe four or five, and that's why I thought they had dropped something.
Well,
and
Nancy, you may have been onto something. Stay right there, because I'm just getting new information, and Ian Ozan from the WWL newsroom is here, and we're learning more that perhaps it was not what sounded like a shooting at the Walmart in Kenner.
Yeah, Dave, Nancy a second ago asked where the gunman was. Well, come to find out, the gunman's non-existent. Just spoke with Keith Connolly a moment ago, the Kenner police chief. He says it appears to be an electrical issue. The pops of that electrical issue were mistaken for gunfire, though Chief Connolly says his officers are still sweeping the store to figure out what exactly happened. We should have an update in the next 10 to 15 minutes, but right now it appears there was no shooting. It was an electrical malfunction that was mistaken for shooting.
Ian Ozan in the WWL newsroom, thank you for that update. That is very good news that there apparently, and we're waiting for confirmation, apparently was not a shooting at the Walmart in Kenner, that the loud noises that several people reported as hearing as gunfire were in fact electrical in nature. We'll have the latest for you coming up in the news at 1 o'clock on WWL. All right, again, repeating our breaking news. What was thought to be a shooting, including the Kenner SWAT team responding to the Walmart in Kenner, police now say appears to have been an electrical issue that sounded like gunfire. They do not believe that there was a shooting or is a shooter at Walmart. Scoot's coming up. What you got this afternoon for us, Scoot?
It's really good news that it wasn't a shooting. Yeah,
it sucks, they have an electrical issue, but much better than a shooter.
Yeah. We'll talk about the Stones being in town. I mean, there's something really exciting about that, even if you're not going to the concert. We'll talk about a couple of things that we talked about yesterday that will continue today. And I wrote blogs about these things and had segments of the show yesterday about the Catholic Church, and then about the protest, and some truth about the song "Time Is on My Side," and apparently Irma Thomas is going to join the Stones on stage.
Yeah, she's in her 80s too. This is so amazing that all these octogenarians are still giving great concerts.
I know, these people make me feel young, which is unusual.
Scoot's up next, folks. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. and be in for Newell again tomorrow. And rumors are flying about where the Stones, apparently Friday night or Saturday night, they're playing somewhere in town at a secret show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.